Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Stephen and Joe's Greatest Movies. Just before we get started, I'd like to tell you about something which is happening this Halloween. Have a quick listen to this.
It's Halloween. You are alone in front of your computer. But you're not logging on to Facebook to ignore your event invites. You're logging on to Terror. And your password is Live Ghost Hunt. My name is Edwin Griffiths, parapsychologist, and this Halloween I will be joined by my colleague, the clairvoyant and mentalist, Maurice Smythe.
Katanga, my friends.
Together, we'll be broadcasting live on the internet from a location that can only be described as deeply haunted. We shall be parting the flaps of the spirit world and taking a terrifying peek inside. Maurice, what can we expect?
Well, Edwin, as well as a live webcast, we'll also be posting photographs and updates on the Twitter. And I will be attempting to make contact with strangers on Facebook.
Is that...
That's just for personal reasons. Mm-hmm. I'm quite lonely.
Well, it all sounds very exciting. Are you okay, Maurice?
Yes, sorry. I'm just psychically coming up. I've got a message from my spirit guide.
You're guided by a spirit?
Yes.
What's his name?
Captain Morgan. He's a pirate. It's a message from the other side. A message for someone on Twitter? Someone whose name begins with the at sign.
Well, that's incredible. That's us. Our Twitter name is at Live Ghost Hunt, all one word.
Amazing.
What's the message?
The spirits say you're being followed.
Well, that's incredible again. We are. We have 113 followers.
Is that all?
As of today, yeah, that's a bit disheartening. Stuart Baggs, right, off of The Apprentice, has 36,000. What's all that about? Right, well, I think you've had a taste there, ladies and gentlemen, of just how excitingly scary this could be. So please, do join us at www.live-ghost-hunt.com.
That's quite a lot of hyphens.
It was cheaper.
Oh, excuse me, that's my phone. Yes, hello? I'm at a promotional trailer recording.
So join us from 8 p.m. this Halloween for Live Ghost Hunt and prepare to be shitted up.
Spooky. Poltergeist. Spengler.
So, next film.
Yeah, I'm curious. Where are you going to take us on this journey now?
Well, I think we should do something that's fairly recent, because as exciting as going into the past and exploring some fantastic films are, I think we also need to watch some of the new films as well and to make sure.
I'm up for a bit of colour.
We are, yeah. We're going to see a lot of colour in this one,
ooh,
particularly green. As we watch The Green Lantern.
You have chosen the perfect film to carry us through on this. I saw Green Lantern in the cinema. I almost didn't.
No,
because
I'd
heard mixed reviews.
Paddy said, Paddy PJ, at PJ Montgomery.
That's right, yeah.
We're pimping everyone.
In fact, that reminds me, PJ tweeted us tonight.
Did he?
Because I've been live tweeting this a little bit. I haven't gone nuts or anything. I've just sent a few tweets out about what we've been watching and what we've been doing. PJ responded to my tweet, which was saying about how we were watching the 1930s Dracula. And he said, "Tune! No, wait! It's a film! Can we shout about film in the same way? Film!"
We definitely can.
When you get a quality flick on the go,
when you want to do it,
film.
Yeah.
That's a film. That is a film. Like, yes, of course it's a film. But at the same time, no, I get what he's saying entirely.
I was going to save this one till tomorrow and do a sort of superhero rundown tomorrow of older superhero films, because I wanted to cover something in particular. But I'm really in the mood to watch it tonight.
No, it's a great film.
And the other film that we were going to watch tonight which we're replacing this one with now, was the Hammer and Tongs Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh.
Now, that would have followed the arc of films which have got interesting musical things in, because Hitchhiker starts off with a song called So Long and the Thanks for All the Fish.
Mm-hmm.
This one's got Putting on the Ritz in, and the Dracula we watched had Peter Glass score.
You thought about this.
Impressive. With the Kronos Orchestra. But instead, kind of like to have a little bit of superhero action, so
I like that. Well, that's the thing, I almost didn't go to see Green Lantern at the cinema because of the reviews I'd heard.
Well, I didn't,
not just from online reviews but from friends of mine.
PJ was one of them, actually.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this getting quite a few mixed reviews and some bad reviews as well, and I was like, I'm not sure about this, but I had the opportunity to go see it and I went to see it, and I was pleased with it. I wasn't over the moon by it. I had a nice time watching it. I think if anyone has a problem with watching Ryan Reynolds on screen, I think they'll hate this film.
Yeah,
they would dislike this film because it's a Ryan Reynolds film all the way through, and I'm okay. Mm. I enjoy watching him on screen. He's a pretty man, but also he's got a lot of charisma, and I enjoy his acting. But it is him rather than portraying the character.
I don't know that that's true. I think Hal Jordan is the sort of person that Ryan Reynolds portrays in the film.
Exactly.
And I think that's fine.
Ryan Reynolds fits the role well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Ryan Reynolds isn't stretching his acting muscles.
No.
He's not out of his comfort zone in the slightest. That's not a bad thing to be. And, you know, I'm not criticizing his acting in the film because I think he does a great job and I really enjoy the film.
Yeah.
But it didn't knock the ball out of the park for me, but I enjoyed myself watching it. And
that's important.
It's almost midnight. We've been drinking whiskey all evening. It's the perfect time to watch Green Lantern.
Oh, I think so. Because when we watch Hitchhikers, there's going to be some much more important points to bring up, and
we're going to have to be far more articulate,
much more political to deal with things, and you'll be on the road mic again because I'm going to de-rig the mics that I need to de-rig in order to get into bed tonight.
Yeah, there's like a whole room full of microphones here now because we had to cope with four people in different places.
Well, you've got a bed tonight as well, because I was going to put Alex upstairs on the inflatable bed. But
where am I going to be now?
There's an inflatable bed for you, so you've got an inflatable bed.
I've got a deflated bed.
It's only because last year when you went into the inflatable bed,
I was too drunk to reinflate it.
You were too drunk to realise what was happening.
I don't think tonight's going to be any different. So once again, I'm going to be sleeping on a deflated bed. I'm okay with that.
There is a duvet and a pillow up there tonight.
Yes, I will. I will be folding over that duvet to create more of a surface for me to I want to say sleep. I'm going to say crash out on, because that's
probably
more accurate. But that's why I'm kind of up for drinking some more whiskey, because then it won't matter that I'm sleeping on, essentially, the floor.
Yeah. Tonight's never going to end. Having said that, I need the loo.
Well, you should probably go to the loo.
So we're going to have a quick break ourselves, I think.
Yes, let's have a break, and then we'll crack on with Green Lantern.
And we'll see you on the other side of that.
Bow, 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 bow.
It's now 10:30, the following morning, Joe and I are back in the studio, having just finished the end of Green Lantern, because during Green Lantern last night, I fell asleep.
Yeah, you did.
That's no reflection on how bad the film is.
No, and the film's not bad. I don't think the film's bad.
There are issues with the film, but I don't think it's a particularly bad film. No. The one thing that's been levelled at this is that it's very formulaic.
Mm.
And I think it is to some extent.
Yeah, but
I'm not sure how you'd be able to do something like this that isn't formulaic.
Yeah, I think they stay pretty true to it's an origins tale, and I think any comic book film that tells an origins tale
does tend to struggle a little bit because they want it to be exciting, but yet they're telling the tale that's already been told. And
yeah,
a lot
exactly.
of, especially older comic book heroes, mm-hmm. their origins tales aren't particularly mad in terms of changing a story. There's a reason they became good because it's the, you know, there's standard tropes, I guess, you know, a lot of origins tales do follow kind of patterns that work because it does create good heroes to follow.
Yeah, I think you're right. And there is rumours of a Green Lantern 2 at some point, but no one's, as far as I'm aware, no one's actually in production with it at the moment.
I think it would be good to have a Green Lantern 2. I think the sequel, I think the sequel would be better than the first one.
Well, the one that we've just watched wasn't the story that I wanted to see from the Green Lantern.
I have heard that there's a different lantern that people wanted it to be following rather than Hal Jordan.
Is there? Oh, okay, that's interesting.
I've heard that from some people.
I'm quite happy with Hal Jordan, to be honest.
Okay.
There was... Yeah, I suppose there's other Green Lanterns who've been as interesting... But that doesn't detract from the fact that Hal Jordan is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Hal Jordan was originally Parallax. Kind of.
Right.
Because what happened was his city, because each, in the DC universe, each superhero has a city and they basically look after that city.
Yeah.
So Batman's got Gotham and Superman's got Metropolis. Green Lantern's city was destroyed. Completely.
Ooh.
In the comics. It was completely wiped out. This was during the Death of Superman arc.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was actually rather good arc. I think it was called Zero Hour.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yep.
and Hal started to deteriorate. He ended up killing a lot of the Lantern Corps himself.
Oh my god.
Collecting their rings, starting to get more and more manic, and the fans didn't really like it because it's a character that they love, you know.
Yeah.
So eventually they killed him off. And when the latest sort of run of Green Lantern, which started off with the Rebirth arc, when that started, it was revealed that actually Parallax had taken over Green Lantern because he was calling himself Parallax back at the end of Ground Zero. And actually, the story that I would have liked to have seen was the story that they seem to be setting up for a second one.
Okay.
Which, if you watch the comic book version, or the cartoon of it. There's a cartoon that was released last year and the year before.
Yeah.
Which was a Green Lantern story.
Yeah.
And that's, again, an origin story and makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
To do it like that. And it's more interesting that way as well. It's a little bit more of a whodunit thing. And that's what I was hoping for,
okay,
to be honest.
Cool.
And we didn't see that. But having said that, it's not a bad film.
No, I really enjoyed the film. And it was nice to see the extended version rather than the cinema release. Because you'd only seen the extended version, hadn't you?
I'd only seen the extended version, yeah.
And it's just, there's so much done at the beginning of young Hal Jordan, which just isn't in the theatrical release. And it gives you, it lets you know about his brothers, it gives you a bit more information about what happened between him and his father when his father crashed and his plane blew up, and it tells the story a bit nicer in that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few other bits in the film which were lengthened, just like scenes that had a few more sentences, not so huge amounts of addition, but it was the beginning of the film.
Actually, the film that we've just watched, was that a better way of watching the film? Was that a better film for it?
If it was giving a score out of 10,
mm-hmm,
how much it moved it up the score scale, maybe 0.3.
Which, so not a lot.
That can make a difference between a point if you know if you're part way there and not rounding up. But yeah, not a huge amount of difference in all fairness. It's not a lot of additional content, but it just gives you a bit more of the story, which I did feel slightly lacking when I watched it in the theatrical release. It's just less story in the theatrical release. Not
right.
It doesn't suffer hugely for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to see the rest of that story and go, oh, that's what happened, kind of thing.
See, the problem now is that I can't watch it without having that foreknowledge of having seen the extended version. But I suppose anything that where I've read the comic book beforehand, I've already got that foreknowledge, which is a problem if you're trying to come to something new. And I think that's why a lot of the superhero films that we're seeing people say are very formulaic, because they have to be.
Yeah.
Because you have to have that point where your hero gets his powers. Yeah. There's very few superheroes you can't do that with. Perhaps Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, because they're so well known.
Punisher. Doesn't really have any. But yeah, no, I
no. It, well, agree. Even in Punisher, even in the I think it's in both Punisher films, isn't it?
Do you need to tell the backstory?
Yeah.
I just kind of find with this film that it, although it's not just that it's following an origin story, even what happens with the character and the attitudes people have around him and what goes on, there's not many surprises.
No.
They kind of let you know what's going to happen before it happens. They set up all the story quite obviously in front of you. Things like the little rivalry he has with his young friend who turns out to be Parallax's puppet. And
I was surprised. Oh, God, I can't say. All right, this is a spoiler. If you don't want to hear the spoiler, just skip ahead a little bit.
Oh yeah, well the whole thing. It's a spoiler. Spoilers everywhere.
I was surprised they killed him off.
Yeah,
and then okay, end spoiler. That's spoiler a bit. But now I'm surprised that happened because he is in the universe as a character. So you know, I thought they would have done something differently with him.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I just throughout the whole thing, I just that's happened now. Oh, that's happened now.
And that's the problem, isn't it? That's the real problem.
Yeah, I guess you don't feel a lot of concern for the good characters. Because you know they're probably going to be all right.
You know they're going to be all right. The thing is, Batman Begins is as formulaic in some respects, but the way that Christopher Nolan's produced it, the way that he's put it all together, it adds a certain level of mystery, a certain, I suppose, grown-upness about the.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, with Batman Begins, it took you off. You didn't know which Batman Origins arc he was going to use, because there have been a few different incarnations of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they went into the whole Ra's al Ghul kind of story arc.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't doing it in quite the same way the comic books did it. They messed with it a little bit.
And, yeah.
And it gave you something to question. And also because Batman is a mortal character, it could have gone a bit wrong for him. And actually, in Dark Knight especially, it did.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it could have done in Green Lantern as well. I mean, the first thing you see, really, about the Green Lantern is his predecessor gets killed.
Yeah, but because they're being so obvious with you, I didn't... It's just... If they had killed Hal Jordan off at the end, I would have actually been... That would have surprised me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I kind of knew they weren't going to because of the way they set it all up.
Because you can't kill off Ryan Reynolds. I think that's the problem. It must be contractual. I don't know.
That's another thing. I think this is a very easy role for Ryan Reynolds to play.
No, it wasn't a very easy role for Ryan Reynolds
to play.
You don't
think so?
No, because he didn't say the famous Green Lantern line properly. In brightest day, in Blackest Night. You missed off in every time he said it. He just said Blackest Day, Darkest Night. That doesn't actually mean anything.
True. He didn't. You know, he is a mumbler.
He's a mumbler.
I like him in this film, though. I like him in most films I've seen him in all fairness, so that's not saying a lot. But.
I doesn't do a bad job. I think he actually does Hal Jordan rather well. Because Hal Jordan's meant to be a bit of a tit.
Nice.
Well, he is. You know. You know,
but yeah, I think a lot of people also said about the digital costume, and people had problems with that. I think it's actually done quite well.
Well,
not amazingly, but well, because it sits in with the rest of the film.
I think it's done well. I don't think it's done quite well enough in that the technology and everything is perfect for it. I like the way that the energy sort of flows all around it, and you get that sense of depth. What I don't like about it is that in the comics, the costume's got black bits on.
Yeah.
And it's been described as one of the artists, actually, not just as black, but the absence of light.
Oh wow!
And I'd have loved to have seen them try and bring that to the costume, because I think that would have made it a lot better in terms of. Yeah. And there's a couple of other things that I wasn't. There's a point where Sinestro leads an army of Green Lanterns to go and fight Parallax.
That was cool.
And they're meant to be the best warriors ever.
Yeah, they didn't do that good.
However, Kilowog, presumably the guy who trains other lanterns, is one of the best warriors ever, doesn't go with them, or doesn't get killed, whereas everybody else does. It doesn't.
Well, they don't really explain quite what happens and how Sinestro gets away.
Bird.
A bird just flew really close to the window. That was weird. But yeah, they don't quite explain how he gets away and everybody else dies.
That's true.
That whole scene's kind of like, yeah, we went there and we didn't manage.
We can't do it. But then Hal Jordan, who's got absolutely no experience whatsoever.
Oh, he's fine.
He lasts ages.
That's because he got guns.
Yeah.
I like that, though. I think it's fun that you create anything with your mind in combat. He pulls out a minigun. It's just like,
well, that's one of the good things about Green Lantern is that he is... That's one of the things about the way that he thinks as a character, that he's thinking about things that he's aware of.
Yeah.
And presumably the other lanterns will think about things that they're... Yeah. aware of.
Yeah.
And you can do that, and it can be very, very silly, and I've seen comics where it is very silly, some of the stuff that he pulls out. But I think they did a good job here. They didn't get too silly, you know.
Well, I think they pull out a few silly moments, like the catapult and the giant springs.
But it not was, ridiculous.
No, it was practical, it made sense, but at the same time it's like, that's not the best way of doing that, but...
But it makes sense,
he's just reacting on instinct, and whatever comes into his head, he's using it. It's just, it's very cool in that way. But yeah, overall, I totally enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think it was good.
It was the perfect film to watch last night, considering how much whiskey we drank. I'm pleased we ended up switching that on. Which, shockingly, I don't feel the worse for wear for this morning.
No, well, we didn't drink as much as we probably expected we had. Although we got through bottles of stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
We got through the ends of bottles of stuff. I think that's why it felt like we drank more than we did.
I think we've had about 10 shots last night, at least.
Probably, yeah.
That's not a small amount.
No, I don't know.
But I think because we took our time over and ate in between as well.
We ate a lot as well.
Did we?
There was a lot of food there.
Okay.
Not just me and Joe, I have to point out.
Yeah, there were four of us last night.
No, well, there was three, because Verity didn't have a lot.
Oh, she ate the burgers out of the buns.
That was so funny. That was the best moment of last night.
For anybody listening, you've just heard that bit already, so we're just repeating what's happened a few moments ago to you. It was yesterday to us.
It was yesterday to us, yeah, it was a long time. This is probably going to be the longest podcast we do ever.